Welcome to Culture Eats Strategy.
Eats Strategy.
With your host, entrepreneur Jamie J. On this podcast, we unpack the most powerful, intangible culture.
Culture
is way more than a mission statement or words on a wall. It's how a company behaves. It's what informs every decision, action, and reaction. Culture is the invisible hand, the true north that guides every organization. And if you create a legendary culture, you will build a legendary company.
A legendary company.
Now, here he is, Jamie J.
You see, company culture is a lot more than what people think of it as. I think in order to even begin to establish a company culture, you really have to understand what your vision is, what your mission is, what your direction is, and you have to understand what your direction is before you can ever gain any sense of clarity. And Dr. Adam Arnold does a great job of talking about this during our interview today. So hope you enjoy this episode. I sure did.
You all know how much I love Mastermind. I love the experience. And I'm one for trying things as much as possible. And Adam and I met in a mastermind. And he was kind of like, he kind of took me under his wing to kind of get me started. And this was, oh man, a year ago, maybe a year and a half, or it's been a while. And recently we got to connect again. And it's just been a joyful experience trying to, you know, just finding out where he's been. And as you heard in the introduction, he's doing amazing things with social media marketing, more specifically Facebook, for his clients in the health-related industries. And without any further ado, I'd like to introduce you all to Mr. Adam Arnold. One thing, make sure you have your pencils and paper or pen and paper ready, or you're typing your notes. If you're mowing the lawn, make sure you turn up the volume. This is going to be incredible information. Adam, how are you?
I am great, Jamie. Thank you for that awesome introduction.
Oh my gosh. I can't tell you how excited I am. You were so kind to me when I got into the mastermind, not really knowing what the heck was going on. And it was kind of uncharted territory. And you just said, don't worry, it's going to be okay. And you calmed me down. And it's just been a pleasure ever since.
It's been my pleasure to know you and to know a fellow Missourian.
Yes. Well, I wonder if maybe if you can tell them a little bit about who you are, what you do, and what you're up to right now.
Cool. Sure. So my backstory is I was a chiropractor, which is why I work with healthcare professionals, because I intimately understand what it's like to own a practice and run a practice and manage it and try to market it. So I understand all of that. And so I was a chiropractor up until about 6 years ago. Had an injury. What's funny enough, ironically, I was a chiropractor and injured my own back and couldn't recover from it. Yeah, I know.
So it's kind of hard to chiropractic your own back.
Well, I was seeing other practitioners, but it just couldn't get better. So I needed a couple of years off to rehabilitate myself, and you know, I'm better now. And during that time, I was like, what am I going to do with my life? And so I started trying to market another business that I owned that was a healthcare business. And as a result of that, I learned Facebook advertising. My first ad generated 1,200 leads, and it's just been an incredible journey ever since then. So now we've had the opportunity to look after, you know, dentists and chiropractors. We've worked in a lot of different industries besides the healthcare, but healthcare is really where my passion is, and that's where we want to focus. And so we now have a small global team that we work with. So we have different aspects of copy of advertising that we do. So the copywriting, the landing page design, the social media marketing that goes along with that. So so that's kind of where we're at now.
Oh, that's fantastic. So you have a good team that you've assembled.
Absolutely. They're amazing.
That's awesome. Amazing. That's awesome. Maybe I can fast forward a little bit. You made that transition from being the chiropractor or having your own private practice into more of like a marketing advertising arena. How was it when you first made that transition to kind of go off on your own away from, you're already on your own, but kind of doing something a little bit different, maybe?
It was frightening, but I still had another business that was going wasn't solely reliant on it. So I was okay from a point of view that I wasn't going to be starving if it didn't work. But when it did work, I learned really quickly about that my business wasn't large enough to be able to handle the volume of leads that we were generating. So right away we went from, you know, having a couple practitioners to needing, you know, a dozen practitioners to be able to handle all the leads that we were generating.
Holy. Wow. Yeah. So that's a good problem to have, I guess.
It was a great problem to have. It was, believe me, it was stressful at the time. I was actually on sales calls with the leads for 14 hours a day.
Oh so, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I never expected it to go that well. So, yeah.
So, okay. So now you have all these leads coming in. How do you said you were a little stressed. I could only imagine. How do you manage that?
Well, so first you had to take a step back and actually just look at the business as a whole and go, okay, what do I want this business to do for me? Because ultimately we're all in business for our own lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to be on the phone 14 hours a day. So I had to start to look for people that could handle the phone calls for me and reevaluate how the business worked. So mm-hmm. we changed the structure of the business so that my practitioners that I had would make the phone calls and we would just sell the leads to them. So we just changed the structure of the business completely so that it would fit within my lifestyle, but also not make it stressful for them, not make it stressful for me either.
Gotcha.
So it was a win-win for everybody.
So one of the things that I've come across, oh my gosh, hundreds of times, is people that have their own business are super busy. Mm. And I'm a believer that, hey, you need to work in your business before you work on it so that you can learn every aspect and find out what you like, what gives you passion, what doesn't. But totally. one of the biggest challenges I've seen in dealing with so many entrepreneurs or business owners, business leaders, is that they get so busy, where in the heck can they find time to bring someone else on? For three reasons. Number one, there's a cost. I consider it an investment.
Yeah.
Number two, there's time they have to share to get them ready to go. And number three, there's this newfound level of communication that they may have or may not have used before. So I'm wondering, when you came to that point where you're just like, man, I got to start maybe thinking about growing this thing, did any of those three things come into play? Or maybe what was your biggest fear about doing that?
So, you know, I think that the first thing that I did is I took a step back, and the key for me was understanding what my vision of the business was going to be. Once I understood the vision, then I can work out the path and then I can plug the people and the systems in place to be able to achieve that. So first step for me was looking at the big vision, looking at that path. And the second step was, okay, what systems do we need to have to be able to create that? And so then, like you said, you have to work in the business. So I would work on those systems myself personally. So when I was on the phone, I was the one that was actually handing the calls. What went well? What went wrong? And then I would take notes of that. And then I would record myself so that people could see what went wrong and what would go right. And then they could then learn from that and be able to make better phone calls themselves as well.
Mm. So okay. You started this thinking that you were maybe going down that road no matter what. You were creating your systems right off the get-go.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, you can't completely, know exactly where the business is going to go, but I knew where I wanted my lifestyle to be, and that's what had to happen. And so since then, you know, we now employ, several VAs as well to help, assist us with each one of those steps. And I think it's important that besides having your vision, it's also understanding what your culture is. And so you kind of have to know who you are as a person to understand what your culture is. And there are profilings that you can do, like DISC profiling and personality profiling. And that will help you not only know yourself, but it also help you to understand other people and how to best communicate with those people.
Can you elaborate a little bit on DISC assessments, on DISC profiling? What is that? And are you a high D, high I, high S, or high C? Good question. I have a good idea what you might be, though.
Okay, so DISC profiling is a way to sort of categorize personality types, and I'm not an expert in it, but like a D is definitely part of me is a dominant character, and that's someone who likes to take charge, takes the lead, and to be honest with you, I don't remember all the other ones. S is steady, C is compliant, and I can't remember what I is.
I is influencer.
Influencer. Thank you. Yes. And I'm, there you go. I didn't even know what it was. So I'm a dominant and then I'm an influencer. And for me, I attract to other people who are dominant and influencers, which is something that I would caution business owners, because you don't want to have a business that's full of DIs, because you need people who are steady and compliant that can I guess clean up the mess that a DI will create and actually take action on the things that we, the ideas that we come up with and implement those so they come to fruition. So, and that's important to recognize that in yourself so that you can have a really balanced team around you.
Yeah. I'm so glad you brought that up, because it could be kind of confusing. That's one of those factors, those you don't know factors. And when you don't know, I'm saying you in general, not you.
Yeah, I understand.
When one doesn't know, they tend to either shy away from things or approach it in maybe a negative way or something like that. And I think it leads to a little bit of unhealthiness. But you can only learn things through experience.
Absolutely.
And I'm really glad that you brought that up, because for me, what's really weird, well, I guess not weird, but for me, I'm a very high I, but I'm a relatively low D. And that's very rare for a business owner to be a low D.
It is.
But what I found too, some of the, like a negative thing for me is it's hard for me to follow up. It's hard for me to follow up. And I hate saying that, because that sounds very immature, unprofessional. But the fact of the matter is that's part of my personality.
Well, I don't think that's immature at all. I would look at that. I'd say one of the other keys in business success is being responsible. Mm. It doesn't mean being responsible that you have to be the person that's responsible for that. It's being responsible enough to recognize, hey, this is an area that I'm weak in, but this is important for my business. I need to go out and I need to find the right person that can plug into that. So I wouldn't consider the weakness. I think it's actually a strength that you recognize that in yourself, Jamie.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you for saying that. But that is kind of where I was going, because we had to hire somebody they were unbelievably detailed. And boy, it's like, okay, I'll get it. I promise. Hey, when is that? I'll get it. I promise. Like, they stay on me, and boy, I can't tell you how awesome that is. But yeah, it's good to have that balance. And I'm so glad that you brought up that DISC profile, because I think that's a huge part of any business. And I don't want to get too far off, but I'm just really interested in learning how you took your business to live the lifestyle you wanted to live from that early chaotic moment when you say you created your systems. So I guess one question in particular is, how did you know when you were ready?
How did I know when I was when I was ready for what? Sorry.
To hire your first VA or the first person in the business.
When I went, I want to say a swear word here, but I won't.
That's quite all right. I have explicit on this.
Okay. Well, I went, oh shit, what am I going to do with 1,200 leads? and how am I going to handle all these people? And I was actually getting to the point where I was becoming stressed myself, and you know, being able to recognize that I was stressed, not feeling good in myself, because when I get stressed, everyone around me suffers. So mm-hmm. that means, you know, my partner, my girlfriend suffers, and so does everyone else. And that's not a situation I wanted to be in. So it's recognizing, being self-aware of what is happening to me and how that's playing out in my life was enough of an impact for me to say, hey, I need to make a change here and I've got to hire someone.
Mm. Yeah, that's I think one of the key indicators. I always say being late, working long hours, missing functions that you would really like to go and have fun at.
Yeah.
And dealing with so many things that just drain you of energy. Mm. Some of those things. For me, I love talking to you. This gives me energy. I would love doing this, but I do not want to edit this for 4 hours and market it and do all of that. That just drains me. Oh my gosh. What in your business drains you of energy?
Oh, design.
Design.
Oh man, forget it. If I'm trying to create a landing page from a design point of view, it's Doesn't happen. I think I'm at a stage. We're at a stage now. I don't think I know. I'm at a stage now where being in the actual ads manager inside of Facebook isn't something that I enjoy quite as much anymore. So for me, I have to turn it into a challenge where I say, okay, this is what we're generating leads for at this cost. My challenge is to lower it to this amount. And so I challenge myself to do that. And that's what I'm thinking about when I'm inside of the ads manager.
That's also
an area that I'm looking at now, hiring for that position as well.
So were you able to create a system for the way that you do your Facebook marketing advertising?
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's absolutely key. So we have a system for how landing pages are designed, because I don't like to do that. Yeah. So, but I know what I want. So I knew what I wanted, but I just didn't want to create it. So we have a system for doing that. We have a system for choosing the images that we use inside of our ads. We have a system for the text that we write as well. Although I enjoy copywriting, I also don't like copywriting because I feel like I take too long. Mm-hmm. You know, what I see someone else spit out and maybe like a week might take me a month. So that was an area that we had to systematize to make it so that it could be faster and I could also have other people doing it for me.
Oh, that's fantastic. So at what season of your business are you in right now, would you say?
I would say we're still in a growth phase, because I haven't achieved the level of goal yet that I want to. I have some pretty lofty goals though. And that is, this year I want to generate 100,000 appointments for healthcare practitioners.
Holy cow. Good for you.
Yeah. So, and wow, we're not there yet, but that's our goal this year.
Wow. So then what's next for Adam Arnold?
So next for me would be, to continue to have the healthcare practitioner business side of the business growing without me and then moving into another industry.
Oh, fantastic. Same type of business, but a different niche?
A different niche. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Oh, that's fantastic. Well, how do people get in touch with you if they want to learn more?
So they can, because I'm in Australia and I don't know where this is going to go. It's going to go all over the world, I'm sure.
37 countries. Very good.
Okay. So, they can, email me, and they can email me at adam@webprofitmaximizer.com. And this is going to be really confusing. That maximizer is spelled with a Z or a Z, depending on what country you're in.
Okay.
And my website, because we're in Australia, is spelled webprofitmaximizer.com.au, and that's with an S.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I know.
So on the web is with an S, email is with a Z. Is that correct?
You got it. And Z is with .com, and website is .com.au. But if someone types in webprofitmaximizer.com, it will redirect to my other website.
Oh, that's fantastic. So
yeah,
just remember web. The Profit Maximizer. Type it in, and you're pretty good on SEO, right?
I think we are. We try to be.
That's awesome. So coming up next, you're looking at maybe niching down in a different industry. That's pretty exciting. What would you say to somebody that is struggling in the growth of their company, when you look at it from an internally, not externally, but internally, what would you tell them they should really focus on?
Well, so when I see businesses struggling with the growth of their company, there's going to be a couple of areas that growth could encompass. One is they don't have the appropriate systems in place to allow for that growth. Two is they don't have the appropriate training in place to allow people to run those systems without them. And therefore they may be finding themselves micromanaging and spending too much of the time to do that. And if they're finding themselves doing that, then they need to really reevaluate their systems and their training of people, because they should be managing and not micromanaging it. And then the third area of growth is, it depends upon is the growth a problem of they don't have enough clients to look after? And if that's the case, then they need to go back and look at their marketing and sales systems.
Gotcha. Thank you. Those are all good points. So since the 6 years that you've been doing this, I would imagine, 6 years, right? That you've been doing this.
Yeah.
So before we wrap, I want to ask one more question. That is, going from, how do I say this? So, okay, let me tell you from my point of view. When I started growing the company, it was very hard for me to come up with these systems. I was so busy all the time that I was like, how am I supposed to train somebody with all this stuff that I have going on? It was very frustrating to me. But I finally figured it out, but it took me a while. How long did it take you to get these systems and processes in place? And the reason I ask this is because I want to set expectations for people so that they understand what they're doing is an investment in their future.
Okay, good question. And I think there's a couple of ways that I use to build systems. One is I'll outline what I want, and I will give it to my employee and ask them to create videos showing me how that system should work. And then when I watch the videos, I'll correct where it needs to be corrected. And then they'll go back and recreate that. So they'll actually create the entire training system themselves. That's one way to do it. The other way to do it is to record myself as I am doing whatever it is that I'm doing and then give it to them to put it into a manual and then they create it for me.
So even though you had these 1,200 leads, you still took the time to create the process and the systems.
Oh, you have to. Otherwise, you're going to continue to work those hours and not have the life that you want.
My friend Scott Beebe says, do something as if it's the last time you're ever going to do it.
Exactly. There you go. I like that.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up today?
Not at this stage, Jamie. No, really, really good. I hope we can come back and have another one someday soon.
Oh, heck yeah. That'd be amazing. Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. It's been just a blessing to chat with you again and to once again learn from you. And that's the Web Profit Maximizer. Is that correct?
That's right.
All right. You have to go check out Adam Arnold, Web Profit Maximizer. Type it into Google. I bet you find him.
Thank you, Jamie.